Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get back to fucking work.
This is your new life.
It's time to decide
that today I'm no longer being a fucking loser.
Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it.
It's grind season, homie. You still got work to do.
It sucks. It just fucking sucks.
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen. At peace. Ready for war.
Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
Man, I'm here to fight. They say I'm just talk, but here I am walking.
And I learned by the years that, listen, Christian, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work.
And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
Do what no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already trained, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working out.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance, that is confidence.
You're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything.
It was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me. All I care about is fitness. All I care about is being a better man.
Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you.
Today, I'm going to change my fucking path. I'm going to get on the path to success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of emotion as shit. I want to be different. And last I know, every single day I'm getting older. Meaning, I'm going to get older and I'm running out of time.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life, and they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
I wanted to save Gotham. I failed.
Why do we force her? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything, that your time isn't worth anything.
You gotta pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
The destination, everybody looks at, right? Nobody looks at the process. But when you look at the process, that's the price. The price of progress is pain.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, but you don't want to put those long hours in at work? That's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
Impossible. It's just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in a world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No. Well, no. Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
You see this guy here staring back at you? That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
Everywhere I look, I see fake work, or pretend work, or pose work. So I put in real work, hard work, and that's it. You know, people pull out all the time, and people make excuses all the time, but I just get on with it, put in the work and reap the rewards, and that's it. And that's why you see me with everything and with complete control of this whole game.
A friendly reminder that in three generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Almost all, like, truly exceptional and mentally strong people have been through hell. It's very few that put themselves through hell when life is great. There's a thing that happened, and it happened out of hell. And I don't think it ever happens without that. It's like you had to go through that in order to empower all these other people, mm-hmm. in order to become who you are, and that as an example, and then your words as an example.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
And then the next day comes and you're back playing again, and you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Yeah. And we all get obsessed about the results.
Yeah.
Like, we get obsessed about, like, the output.
Yeah.
Not the input of not figuring it out and not, like, changing things. What you said, trial and error, like the experimenting.
Yeah.
We forget to do that.
And I'm obsessed with being the best version of myself. And that's a daily thing, you know? And some days are better than others. Finding myself in a world where there's so many seen opinions about yourself.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. And we emphasize that to each other again today. You know, hey, I got your back, you got mine, nobody cares, man, we gotta go.
So the goal was to be the first one at breakfast. So I set my alarm, I make sure I'm up by sunrise, I get out of bed, I put on my gear and I head downstairs. But when I get there, Kobe's already there with ice packs on his knees, drenched in sweat. Now, it took me a minute to figure it out, but this guy wasn't only awake before me. He had already worked out. He had just played in the finals days earlier. Meanwhile, I'd been off for months and I was still exhausted. What he had done that morning was incomprehensible to me. That dedication he had only days after falling short of an NBA championship. That taught me something I've never forgotten. Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures.
But like, you look at somebody like Steph Curry, and you see this guy, you know, shoot the ball from almost half court, thumping on the side of his thing, and he turns, he doesn't even look, he turns around and just waves because he knows it's in already, and there's swish, and the crowd goes crazy. And people look at that and go, he's unbelievable. He's the greatest three-point shooter in history. There's no one like him. But what they don't pay attention to is that isn't like a little gift, right? He shoots 500 shots every single day, never less than that, 7 days a week, for more than 15 years. His 15-year professional career, he's been doing it since before he was in college. His dad really trained him. So think of that, 3,500 shots a week, 168,000 shots in a year, 2.52 million shots in his 15-year NBA career, so he can make 3,600 shots. Not even 0.1%. I tell people, you get rewarded in public for what you practice in private.
I'm the one, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that are running after their dreams are the people that are hungry. Shake somebody's hand on your right and left and say, you gotta be hungry. And as you run towards your dream, that if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or cold sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
You have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
So here is a list of things that are not doing the thing. Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling people you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Messaging friends who may or may not be doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Writing a banger tweet about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing isn't doing the thing.
If you're focused on the past, you're controlled by fear. If you're focused on the future, you're controlled by anxiety. If you focus on others, you're controlled by them. See, whatever you focus on owns you. If you focus on yourself, you're at peace.
Everyone thinks you're crazy until it works. And so, I mean, if you think of the outcome as the trump card, then all of the pain and suffering that you lead up to that point, if you're just, I'm trying to think of an appropriate saying, I was going to say balls deep certain, that no matter what, you will die or you will get there, then the likelihood that all of the things that you've done up to that point will then be justified in retrospect is super high. And I actually see that as super compelling as a thing to latch onto in harder times.
2014, when I just beat Rafael Dos Anjos, I tore my ACL. This is like crazy injuries. This is like very bad injury. I tore my ACL. After that, I tried to come back. Almost 1 year, I recovered. Tried to come back. I tore again ACL. One more year. After that, I tried to come back again. I broke my ribs. Half year. You know, it's like, and it was very difficult time for me. You know, I remember when I was talking with my father. Maybe it's like, Maybe I should like retire. What do you think? Like, because I'm tired again, surgery, you know. And he said, like, if you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. But how you gonna give up? Like, so many years we were working together, like, and you, like, only 26 years old. I remember myself when I was 26 and 33. This is too different. You know, like, my prime time, it was 32, 33. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up, you know. And this gave me, like, crazy motivation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.